talk a lot about autophagy on my show, but have you ever heard of the terms mitophagy and lyphagy? These are some of the benefits that spermidine has been tested for, and it coincides with all the type of longevity things that I've been interested in the last few years. Leslie Kenny from Oxford Healthspan goes into spermidine's potential benefits for all of these things, as well as liver health and aiding in the conversion of white adipose tissue to brown adipose tissue, which we all know in the longevity space boosts metabolism and aids in weight loss. So this one is more specifically to the weight loss crowd, so stay tuned. How's it going? This is Brad Williams with Over 40 Fitness Hacks, the podcast where I help you, being over 40, to fight the aging process without giving up your social life. I've been a personal trainer and gym owner for over 14 years, and I specialize in helping the over 40 crowd get to their goals. If you need a little bit of guidance, check out my show notes. I have a link to schedule a free 15-minute Zoom call, and you can ask all the questions you want. But enough of that. Let's get on with the episode. This is part 2 of 3 of an interview I did with Leslie Kenny from Oxford Healthspan. If you'd like to catch up, just go back an episode. Well, Leslie, let's move on to some of the more benefits. You mentioned how it works with the fat tissues in our body, the brown fat. You hear that all over the place on how that's the metabolic burner for the body. And just overall, anything related to weight loss, my over 40 audience is really focused on that as well as I am. So I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Sure. Well, one of the good things about spermidine is that it helps with the conversion of white adipose tissue to brown adipose tissue, which is, as you've just said, where the metabolism is burning fastest and most. And so you do get more benefit from that brown adipose tissue, and that's one benefit. In addition, you also are getting some benefit to the liver. So individuals who may have overindulged with carbs or sugar can find that even though they don't drink a lot of alcohol, they get something called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And there are some very interesting animal studies showing that you can use spermidine to reverse the damage that you get from overindulging in sugar and these carby foods. And the result of that is this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. So it's not just stopping it. It's actually reversing the scar tissue, the fibrotic tissue, which is pretty remarkable, but again, is related to autophagy and that ability to get rid of this waste, which is something that, frankly, I look at sometimes what my children eat and I think they need to get rid of this waste. I need to have them on my product. Cool. So those are some of the benefits.
Yeah. So on the flip side, how about the liver diseases caused by excessive drinking? A lot of my over 40 audience that listen to me know that I refuse to give up my social life, and I'm in this journey to have rules and do what you can, but not give up the things you love. And mine happens to be a little drinking on the weekends and enjoying some social life. So I imagine this autophagy would just do the same thing. Doesn't matter what's actually destroying the liver, right?
Good assumption. You're right. And again, this is in animal studies. And I always want to caveat this by saying we're not mice. It doesn't always work that what works in mice works in humans, but it is the first step towards human clinical trials. And what we do know is that this is a food. We're not talking about a drug that needs to be proven safe. There are no toxic effects from food-derived spermidine. And in the mouse studies, it's, again, exactly the same as with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. It's not just preventing or inhibiting, it's actually reversing. And that's quite exciting. So obviously, it would be wonderful to see clinical trials on that. They're expensive. No supplement manufacturer is going to be able to afford to do that. But it's the animal studies are indicative. And because this is a food product, nobody's going to hurt themselves doing this.
Yeah. And just the whole fitness, health, and wellness field, whatever damage you've done to your body, and I've done damage to my body in my 20s and 30s, all of it, your body, it's just crazy how it can reverse itself just naturally if you start caring about it. So just worrying about health, drinking better water, exercising, all those things I've noticed in myself, even with my liver too, can reverse the process. But that's why I do what I do, finding other things to add to that program to expedite the process. So that's awesome. This is just one more thing to add to the program that could be beneficial.
Yeah. And if you look at the scientific hypotheses around how we age, scientists agree that there are these 12 pathways down which we age. And they're all things that your listeners will have heard of, things like mitochondrial dysfunction, stem cell dysfunction, inflammation, leaky gut, impaired autophagy, shortened telomeres. Those are the end caps on our chromosomes that limit the number of times our cells can divide. So if we look at these, at the 12, they're called the hallmarks of aging, we know that spermidine inhibits 9 of them. And although it doesn't do all of them, or we can't scientifically prove that it does all 12 of them right now, we know that it helps with 9. And I always say, imagine you have a 12-room home and you've had your teenage sons come home and they have brought their frat brother friends and they have trashed your home. You wake up and you think, how am I going to deal with this? But if we sent in 9 housekeepers and each housekeeper just focused on a single room, would you have more time and energy to deal with the other 3?
Absolutely.
So that's what this is. This is like mother's little helper, but it's not like a drug or anything. This is just your own personal helper to help with the cleanup so that you, your body then, which has its own innate wisdom of how to heal, has more resources, more opportunity to heal the other parts of the body, right?
Yep.
But spermidine can do a lot of the heavy lifting for you.
Cool. Sticking with like weight loss and fat burning, we talked about how reversing the liver back to a healthier state. And my audience knows I talk about all the time, taking care of your liver, that's like the metabolic powerhouse organ of your whole body. Besides that, does spermidine help with any other metabolic boosting, fat burning systems, or like you mentioned mitochondrial health? Or are you taking care of your mitochondria with this? Like what else, focusing more still on that fat burning weight loss?
Well, so without going too technical into it, you touched on mitochondria, and that obviously gives us energy because yep. our mitochondria make ATP. Spermidine activates autophagy, but it also activates mitophagy, which is that cleanup of the mitochondria so that you can make energy more cleanly. But it also helps with something called lipophagy, which is the cleanup of lipids. And our cells they're covered by a double layer membrane of lipids. And these lipids are very important because imagine them surrounded by a lot of doors or a lot of those rotating doors in hotels, right?
Mm-hmm.
Can't remember the name of those right now. And you want those to be functioning properly because those are the things that funnel in nutrients, but also keep out invaders. And when those lipids are healthy, good decisions about what gets in and what goes out are made. When the lipids are not healthy, bad decisions are made. And so you really want this lipophagic process to be happening so that, again, you're getting out the bad fats and you're keeping in the good. So that's another way that it can help.
Yeah, that's huge. I've done a lot of research into mitochondrial, how to boost your chances of reclaiming more that we lose during aging. I talk about high intensity training every now and then to help you out, but healthy diet also helps. I know other supplements like CoQ10 claim to have some part of that. And I had someone on my show a while back that talked about deuterium. I'm not sure what you know about that, but like
water, deuterium water.
So deuterium depleted water, because that deuterium, mm-hmm. over our whole lifetime, starts gunking up that carousel door that you talked about in that mitochondria. Mm. So we're still on the beginning phases of learning more about that. And I think it's pretty expensive, but this sounds like this kind of works the same way of keeping them happy and not getting gunked up. So that's what caught my attention on that.
And the good news is that we can access autophagy either through exercise, like you guide people with, through fasting, or through our food. It's very accessible. And for individuals who lead a very fast lifestyle and maybe they have a little too much processed food, or maybe they're burning the candle at both ends and they don't want to dial down the social stuff, they can still get that spermidine into their diet through supplementation. So autophagy is an absolutely fascinating area of research. And we're so lucky to be the only non-Japanese member of the Japan Autophagy Consortium. So as a company, we're part of this consortium in Japan that is the government, it's academia, and it's industry, and they all work together to think about how can they get this message of autophagy out to the general public? How can industry get more products out? How can we get research done in the right way, how can government push this up? Because the Japanese are aging faster than anyone else. But interestingly, they're doing a great job. Only 3.5% of the Japanese population is overweight.
Yeah.
In the United States, it's 60%. In Great Britain, I think it's 40%. It's a tragedy.
Yep.
We're overfed and undernourished, right? But the Japanese have got it right, and they're using this research to the benefit of their population. The Nobel Prize winner, Yoshinori Osumu from Tokyo Tech, he actually is the senior advisor to the consortium. So we saw what they were doing and said, this is fantastic. How can we take this and bring it to the West? And since I'm half Taiwanese, so Taiwan used to be a former colony of Japan, and it's great to bring what's working there here, because we know that another 10 to 20 years, the United States, the United Kingdom are going to be following in the footsteps of Japan in terms of an aging population. And we need to take steps now before the wheels fall off entirely.
Exactly. That's why I love doing podcasting and staying in this health and wellness field, because it's ever evolving and you got to be plugged in to keep up with what's going on. And I feel like my role is, I come from the personal training, aesthetics, performance, that side. And then longevity, I picked up near 40 years of age and more geared toward that as well. But I feel like I'm the happy medium where you can learn and still be able to do a little bit of both that synergistically work together. So that's my focus for the next
30, 40, 50 years. And we want to know that we're doing the right thing for what's happening inside our body. I mean, we can't see our organs like our liver or heart. We know they're important instinctively, our lungs. So that's why we do work out. But obviously the aesthetics is important. Every guy wants a six pack. Every woman wants to look slender and beautiful. And that's also what I like about Spermidine, because in addition to the benefits inside the body, which we can't see, there are all of these external benefits. And for me, when I look at some of the women who are older than I am, who've aged beautifully, you can really see the beauty coming from the inside out. And I think we're beginning to see this with actresses like Pamela Anderson. She stopped wearing makeup. She's taken out her implants. She's Andie MacDowell from Four Weddings and a Funeral. She's letting her hair go gray. She's not wearing makeup. These people are at a stage where they say, I'm going to let myself glow naturally from within. And what Spermidine does is it helps with that, because it helps with fast cellular turnover areas like hair, skin, and nails. So although I'm 58, I don't have to dye my hair. And I think it's reasonably thick. And I don't do keratin treatments. People are always like, your hair is so shiny. What do? I don't do anything. I'm very low maintenance. A very cheap date in that respect. And I don't do extensions. I had no idea the things that women were doing until they started going on our product and they'd say, do you know, I don't have to like get my eyelashes put on. I was like, you have to put on eyelashes? Like, why would you have to do that? Or you have to get extensions put in? Isn't that bad? Because it pulls the healthy hair out. You get this, you can get traction alopecia like Jada Pinkett Smith got. And all these things actually are helped by Spermidine. So Spermidine moves the hair follicle into the growth phase. And that is the only phase of the hair life cycle that pigment is made in. If you want pigment to come again, your hair follicles have got to be in the growth phase. And Spermidine can definitely do that. So there are studies on that.
If you'd like a little bit of help checking out your diet and your current routine, I'd be happy to help. I always do a free 15-minute Zoom consultation for anyone, no strings attached, just to see if I can help point you in the right direction. So if you're interested, check out the show notes. The link is at the top. Thank you for listening. And I just wanted to put out there, if anyone has any questions about dieting, working out, supplements, fasting, you know, I can go on and on with all the different topics on this show. Please check out my show notes for my email or check out my website contact page. And let me know what your question is, and I'll do a whole episode about it. One of the funnest parts of training clients is, you know, everyone's different, has different issues. There's always that one thing that kind of catches me off guard, and I might actually have to do a little research for it, but I love playing that personal trainer detective. So please reach out if you have something, and thanks for listening.